the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
This is your country folks surviving up here in North Dakota, James Kelso. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon radio show here on June 4th, 2020. We'll be with you live for 1 hour. You're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. And I'll tell you, Donald Trump, of course, what's our topic? It's the greatest president we've ever had, the greatest leader. I put this question out to you several times. Who do you think is the greatest leader in world history? The greatest. Top dog in world history. I think it's Donald Trump. Try to think of somebody else who's done more for our people, been more crucial, more essential, more right. I can't think of anybody. More courageous. I can't think of anybody who tops Donald Trump. You know, there are great ones like Leonidas at Thermopylae. Boy, what a Spartan king. What a battle, what a man. There's Charles Martel at Poitiers, or Tours, battle there between Poitiers and Tours. Charles Martel stopping the Arabs in the 8th century AD. A few others. But Donald Trump, he's my candidate. You can come up with your candidate. Some of these others, like Leonidas, like Charles Martel, it's hard to put together a whole career in the case of these people who have one glorious moment, like Thermopylae or the Battle of Poitiers. But Donald Trump, just magnificent. And other leaders, well, anyway, I'd love to take nominations if anybody has a nominee. I'd also like to hear from anybody who thinks I'm wrong in the degree of my admiration for Donald Trump. Anyway, that's something I'll put out there. Anyway, here he is, the man himself, Donald John Trump. And he tweeted 1 hour ago. This shows several things about Donald Trump, this tweet. It's two sentences long. It illustrates his dash, his daring, his courage, his confidence, his belief in what he's doing and who he is. Listen to this tweet. Oh, by the way, before I get to that, he added another 200,000 followers, did Donald Trump, in the last 24 hours. He's at 81.7 million followers. This number, his number of followers, is taking off like Elon Musk's rocket. What was the name of that rocket? The Phoenix rocket? Something I didn't know, by the way. Apparently, it's the largest rocket. It's bigger than the boosters used to lift the space shuttle. It's bigger than the biggest Soviet rockets. I think I read it's the biggest rocket ever. Let me know if I'm wrong. It sure was so wonderful to watch. And, oh, Musk launched a second such rocket a few days after he set up, I think 5 days after he sent up the two astronauts. He sent up another of his rockets containing dozens, I think it was dozens, of different satellites. Wow. Okay. Here he is, 1 hour ago. Few people know, this is Donald Trump speaking to you, few people know where they'll be in 2 years from now. But I do. Now there's a great start. That's a great writer. That's William Shakespeare at work. But I do. In the great state of Alaska, which I love. Now, do you get the setup here? I mean, this is so much said there. This is the great start to a novel. This is a great writer. He's got you engaged. What is he talking about? He's going to be in the great state of Alaska in 2 years? What's he going to be doing there? And then he tells you with the rest of the sentence. Knocks your eyeballs out with the rest of the sentence. But I do, in the great state of Alaska, which I love, campaigning against Senator Lisa Murkowski. Boing! What? Holy mackerel! Whoa! And then he finishes with this sentence. She voted against health care, Justice Kavanaugh, and much else. That's right. Lisa Murkowski is a rhino. She's a never-Trumper. She's one of these fake Republicans. One of these pukes. One of these Mitt Romneys, these John McCains, these Paul Ryans. Do you realize what the president just said right there? This is in advance of the November 3rd election. He's clobbering Lisa Murkowski in this post. I mean, this is so wonderful on so many levels. It's so bold. It's so great. This is such a big man. I'll read it again. Few people know where they'll be in 2 years from now. But I do. In the great state of Alaska, which I love, campaigning against Senator Lisa Murkowski. She voted against health care, Justice Kavanaugh, and much else. Now let's read up a little bit about Lisa Murkowski. You know, her name comes up. Whenever these moments appear in the Senate, these Mitt Romney moments, these John McCain moments, Murkowski's always in the mix. Is she going to vote with the? Is she going to vote for or against the president? You know, and the margin in the Senate is so narrow that she's made a big deal out of herself. Thereby, Lisa Ann Murkowski, born in 1957. Oh, she's younger than I am. I was born in 48. She's 9 years younger than I am. Is an American politician serving as a senior United States senator from Alaska, having held that seat since 2002. She is a member of the Republican Party. not my Republican Party. Along with Susan Collins from Maine, she is frequently described as one of the most moderate Republicans in the Senate. See, now this is Wikipedia. You see, they're loving her. They're just oohing and aahing over her. So what you and I would describe as she's a rhino, she's a neocon, from Wikipedia, that is most moderate Republican. What you and I dislike, they love. She is the daughter of former U.S. Senator and Governor of Alaska, Frank Murkowski. I'd forgotten that. Oh, before her appointment to the Senate, she was appointed. She was appointed to the U.S. Senate by her father, who resigned his seat in December 2002 to become the governor of Alaska. Oh, come on. You got to be kidding. Her father appointed her to be the U.S. senator. Let me just see what she did before that. She was a member of the Alaska House of Representatives, not the U.S. House of Representatives. When her father appointed her to be senator, she was a member of the Alaska House of Representatives. She's 63 years old. Oh, I was just speaking about one of the great white men of all time, Charles Martel. Odd fact here, her husband's name is Vern Martel. They have two children. Well, okay, let's go back to the president. Enough time wasted on Lisa Murkowski. What a gutsy statement by the president. Oh, and he said he's going to be campaigning against Lisa Murkowski. Well, who's he going to be campaigning for? Well, let's go to the next post. I hadn't read this one, also written an hour ago. He says, unrelated, I gave Alaska ANWR, you know, that huge energy reserve, that Alaskan National Wildlife Reserve, with all those billions upon billions of barrels of oil. Donald Trump single-handedly opened it up. It's one of the big reasons for the boom in the American economy. Lisa Murkowski has no thank yous from her. Major highways I brought to Alaska and more. And then here's who he's going to be campaigning for. Get this. Get any candidate ready, good or bad, I don't care. I'm endorsing. If you have a pulse, I'm with you. Oh, this is good. Oh, he just rubs it in with the next post. And of course, he does care if it's a good candidate, of course. But he's speaking with that poetic flair of his. Get any candidate ready, good or bad. I don't care. I'm endorsing. If you have a pulse, I'm with you. I love it. Now here's another great post from Donald Trump. He goes from great to great. And in the same hour, he posts this. He refers to an article on Politico entitled, Police Groups Break with Biden. Well, why? Why would police groups break with Biden? Well, duh, it's a dumb question. Duh, of course. Biden wants to defund the police. He's with Black Lives Matter. He's with George, I'm going to surprise you, Floyd. I actually remembered his name. George Floyd. Biden's with Floyd. And by the way, did you see that funeral today? Oh, did you see Gretchen Whitmer in the front row? Did you see Amy Klobuchar sitting behind the governor of Minnesota and the mayor of Minneapolis? Oh, did you see the mourning outfit? And I mean MOURNING, mourning outfit that Gretchen Whitmer had on? Did you see it? I've been talking about her as a dominatrix with the black whip and the bright red high heels and the dark red lipstick and the jet black hair and that black leather outfit with a zipper that goes all the way down the front. Oh, that's what she wore. Oh, come on. Are you kidding? And she's so thrilled with herself, with how beautiful she thinks she is. She was like one of the few people not wearing a mask because she wanted you to see how beautiful, how dominating she is. But for a funeral, a dominatrix bondage dress, you know, kind of high, you know, showing off her legs. And God, it was a show. It was something. And who was leading the funeral? Are you ready for this? I mean, those of you that are from New York City know what a laugh this is. People from New York know who Al Sharpton is. Al Sharpton is like one of the biggest con artists, biggest phonies, biggest hypocrites that ever came down the pike. He's the last guy you'd want for a solemn, dignified occasion. He'd be the last guy on your list. Jesse Jackson was in the audience, and he looked like he was choking on something. Jesse Jackson looked like hell. I don't know. Maybe it was because Al Sharpton was center stage and Jesse Jackson wasn't. I don't know. But it was something to behold. It was just terrible. And I'm glad Klobuchar and, I'm glad they were all there. Made asses of themselves. Glorifying a guy. And the more we, you know, as time goes on, we find out more and more about the glorious St. George Floyd. This man God. This paragon of greatness, now in heaven, strumming his harp, an angel with God. He's such a great man. We find out that in his last day on earth, he had pumped himself full of fentanyl. You know what fentanyl is, that opioid produced by the Red Chinese from China. They've been pumping it. They've been killing hundreds of thousands of Americans with the fentanyl that they're flooding America with. Bad guys like George Floyd and good guys like Tom Petty. I think Tom Petty died of a fentanyl overdose. What else do we find out about him? Somebody told me today he's been in jail 5 times. Now, this is just secondhand for me. If any of you are keeping track on George Floyd, maybe you have a better idea. He did 5 years in prison for assault against a pregnant woman. He also had, I think he had meth in him when he died. He also had coronavirus, the autopsy report, as my reading of the news. He had coronavirus and a whole bunch of serious conditions. Now, more good news. Maybe, I don't know. Well, I'm going to take that back. I don't know whether it's good news, bad news, or indifferent. But the other 3 cops were indicted. Now, what may come of this, if you've got all 4 guys indicted, then we're more likely to find out what the hell was really going on in that arrest. What was going on? What was the deal? Why were they arresting him? What was their plan? What were they doing? With all 4 of those guys up on charges that are serious, somebody's going to squeal. Somebody's going to tell what was really going on. We don't really know. But we do know this. The death of George Floyd was not a national tragedy, was not national news. And George Floyd is not a good candidate as a saint. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
They'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. Another great tweet from the president.
What I live for, the chance to change.
2 hours ago, and ranging far and wide. The problem is not the very talented low-flying helicopter pilots wanting to save our city. The problem is the arsonists, looters, criminals, and anarchists wanting to destroy it and our country. Nice. Next tweet. Congratulations to Michael Pack. Well, you're probably like me. You'd have no idea who Michael Pack is. Well, Donald Trump knows who he is. Donald Trump sought him out to make him the head of Voice of America and other media operations of the U.S. government, which has always been left-wing. Left-wing creeps. The president's got a patriot, a real American, now was confirmed by the Senate. Michael Pack. Congratulations to Michael Pack. Nobody has any idea what a big victory this is for America. Why? Because he is going to be running the Voice of America and everything associated with it. Michael Pack is tough, smart, and loves our country. This has been a big battle in Congress for 25 years. Thank you to our great Republican Senate. So there you go. Wow. Nice. And Michael Pack, just so you know a little bit about him, he's coming in. He's going to head the Voice of America. He's heading more than that. He's going to be heading the U.S. Agency for Global Media, which used to be called the U.S. Information Agency. The U.S. Agency for Global Media. He's got 3,592 employees under him. And he has a budget he oversees of $753 million in 2016. I don't know if it's gone up or down. So, important job. Michael Pack is 60, was born in 1954 in New York City. He's a Republican, went to Yale and Cal Berkeley, where he got a doctorate, or a Juris Doctor. He got a law degree. And he is a conservative filmmaker. And he made one film with my former high school classmate, Michael Medved. That caught me by surprise here. He did a film called Hollywood Versus Religion, which was hosted by my former Palisades High School debate team and quiz team and advanced placement classes classmate, Michael Medved. Back to the president. Let's see. Here's a nice one in all caps with an exclamation mark 2 hours ago. You don't burn churches in America. This was after the pukes of the left. The left has gone insane. The left has always been insane, but now they are exhibiting, they're displaying their insanity. Tried to burn St. John's Episcopal Church across Lafayette Square from the north door of the White House. Here we are 5 hours ago. The radical left Democrats' new theme is defund the police. Remember that when you don't want crime, especially against you and your family. This is where Sleepy Joe is being dragged by the socialists. I am the complete opposite. More money for law enforcement. Now, apparently there are 700,000 police in America. No excuse. You know when Peter Strzok wrote in his sexting message to Lisa Page, he said Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to none, 100 million to zero against Donald Trump. I'll tell you what, when it comes to the votes of America's law enforcement, Donald Trump will win 700,000 to zero. Okay. Did anybody out there know this? Trick question for everybody out there. Did you know, what is Donald Trump's batting average on this election cycle? For the people that he has dumped, he's dumped people like Mad Dog Mattis, and he's doing very well in that regard. The people he dumps, very good score on that. But for those he endorses, what's his batting average? Is he even batting 500? You know, are even half his endorsees winning? You may be surprised by the answer, which will come right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
D. Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Big Trump, John. That is. All right, now I left you with a question. What's Donald Trump's batting average on endorsements? He's been endorsing a lot in the last few months, candidates for, you know, upcoming elections. And so I asked you to, you know, think to yourself, is Donald Trump even batting 500? Does he get it right? Do his endorsed candidates win even half of the time? What do you think? Is he batting 300, maybe? How about a super batting average like 600, winning 60% of the time? Well, I have the answer for you. Donald Trump, in this election cycle, has endorsed 64 different candidates. Every one of them has won. And the way Donald Trump tweets it, he's retweeting a guy who noticed it. He says, Steve Guest writes, this hasn't received enough coverage. Yeah, like zero. Donald Trump has an undefeated record of candidate endorsements this cycle, 64-0. Wow. You know, some things, there are some signs that we may do okay on November 3rd. Let me give you another story that goes in that direction. This is the great John Nolte, not Nick Nolte, John Nolte. I met Nick Nolte actually in Santa Monica once, sitting outside at a cafe, and stopped to talk with him. But I wonder if that cafe was torn up by the rioters. John Nolte, one of the greats at Breitbart, writes, "We like to believe we're living in unprecedented times, but we aren't. The left is just rioting, looting, and burning like it's 1968. And the Democrat Party is appeasing the rioters and going soft on crime like it's 1968. I was 20 years old that year. Kind of remember it. Trust me, there is nothing new under the sun, much less a gang of spoiled crybabies abusing a cause to justify their marauding, much less a Democrat Party believing they can harness that power to electoral victory, much less a corrupt media aiding and abetting it all. No serious student of history will tell you we're not watching a rerun. And no serious student of history will tell you that if past is prologue, and it always is, this will end well for Democrats." It's a little complex, that construction. No serious student will tell you it will end well. That's not to say President Trump will benefit. He's president now, and voters might very well blame him for the unrest, might believe mistakenly, as I'll explain below, Joe Biden can usher in calmer times. As the polls show, Trump's refusal to project calm and steadiness is not helping his case. I disagree with you, Mr. Nolte. I disagree with you very much on that. When Trump most needs to act presidential, he either can't or won't. But that's all beside the point. Now, I really strongly disagree with you, John Nolte. There's no need. That's uncalled for. He can't act presidential or won't. My admiration for John Nolte just went down the drain. I'm not even going to read the rest of the article if he's that cockamamie. The president has been incredibly presidential. Geez, that's very disappointing. He goes on, his point is, he goes on to say, is that the Democrats will experience an electoral disaster in on November 3rd, whether Donald Trump does or not win. He's really got that wrong. I wonder how old John Nolte is. How can he be that far off? All right, let's look for another story. I look for great common sense on Breitbart, and I'm disappointed when I don't see it. Maybe he'll come to his senses here. Here's a UCLA professor who says, "People have no choice but to riot." I went to UCLA. Let's see who this is. My professors are long since gone. What kind of professor was this? Robin Kelly suggested that black Americans have no choice but to riot in the aftermath of George Floyd's death. He told his wife, "What other choice do people have?" And, you know, what's interesting, here she says, is it he or she, Robin Kelly? "I'm 58 years old now. I don't remember a year that there wasn't half a dozen cases, spectacular cases of police violence." Now, this is a UCLA professor who can't speak grammatically. No, let's get this agreement here, plural and singular. "I don't remember a year that there wasn't half a dozen cases." How about weren't? professor, professor. You know, isn't this amazing when the professors are dumbasses that would get an F in English, in sophomore English? Now, this he or she, Robin Kelly, I don't remember a year that there weren't, weren't half a dozen cases of police violence. Well, did someone tell, I don't know, it was Robin, I hope Robin's not a professor of history or political science. Does Robin Kelly know that there are over, we actually don't know the total number, but there are over 320 million people in the United States? And you, half a dozen cases of police violence, and you consider that to be, let's just say that police violence, what is police violence? Let's see, why do police carry shotguns in their squad car and 9mm Berettas on their hip, tasers and other devices, and big German shepherds in the back seat? Why, let's see, is it their job to wield violence? Of course it is. That's their job. Not to be violent, but when violence is necessary, when action is necessary, when self-defense is necessary, they're trained to be capable of achieving that. Oh, now get this. You could do a New York Times front page just like you did of the COVID deaths and easily get 100,000 names beginning in 1960 of people who died, Kelly said. Really? You could easily get 100,000 names. Let's go to the facts, the FBI numbers. Last year, 10, I said 9 in the show last night. I heard it today, maybe just a different year. 10 unarmed blacks were shot to death by police last year. 10. That's a tidal wave of police brutality. And as far as we know, all of those shootings were justified. I don't know whether they were or they weren't. But I know the total. There can't be more than 10. Let's put it this way. If you only had 10 black people who were unarmed, who were killed by police last year, there can't be more than 10 cases. That's the total. The only question is, were any of those unjustified and wrongful deaths? Maybe one was. Maybe two were. But even if all 10 were, this is a nation of 320 million people. More people choked on potato chips than that total of deaths. More people died falling out of a moving vehicle while they're drunk than that. More people die in a weekend in Chicago. More people are shot to death on a weekend in Chicago. Or how about Gretchen Whitmer's Detroit? More in Detroit. UCLA professor Darnell Hunt, who teaches sociology and African American studies, argued that the term riot is inappropriate. Quoting him, the term riot tends to connote a senseless venting of frustration, of destroying your own community and all these other things that are counterproductive. As if there couldn't be political value in urban unrest. Oh, so it's urban unrest. So the policeman who I saw in the video, who was a shaven head, so you can see his head very clearly, no hair on it, black dude, and this is common, you see this wind-up phenomenon, where the sucker punch has a wind-up to it, takes a fire extinguisher. You know how heavy a fire extinguisher is. Some of them you can't, a weak person can't really pick them up very well. Takes a fire extinguisher. It's a metal canister, heavy, loaded with stuff. Swings it all the way, 180 degrees, wind-up swing, crashes it down on the back of the head of this policeman. Hey, you puke. What's his puke's name? UCLA Professor Darnell Hunt. What a piece of scum, calling that urban unrest. And the term riot is inappropriate, you ass. It's insufficient. Riot is not a strong enough term. And who can find a term strong enough to describe your sorry ass? Professor at UCLA. Any wonder, folks, with people like Robin Kelly, who can't speak English, and UCLA Professor Darnell Hunt, can't say the word riot, urban unrest. And it's productive. It's good. Hunt argued that Americans are unfairly prejudiced against, quote, looting, unquote. See, that's probably the wrong word, too. Even though many of the looters, this is so bad. Hunt says that the looters are actually people, poor people, who are getting necessities like diapers that they can't afford. Right. Yeah. The ones going into the Gucci stores in New York City, taking $10,000 pairs of leather pants. Yeah. For their baby. Well, all right. That's a winner, isn't it? Let's go back to a real man here, Donald Trump. Boy, that was disappointing to see John Nolte not getting it on the president. Jeez, I'm disappointed. I'll have to digest that later. There's some great writers at Breitbart. I thought Nolte was one of them. Here's a China story. Hong Kong flu. We got story for you. Hong Kong flu. China disappears. Tiananmen Square survivor in run-up to anniversary. Chinese authorities in the southwestern province of Sichuan are believed to have kidnapped prominent pro-democracy activist and Tiananmen Square survivor Chen Yunfei, ahead of plans to commemorate the anniversary of the massacre of innocent civilians at the hands of the country's communist regime. According to the Chinese Human Rights Defenders Organization, and you can bet your bottom dollar they're not based in China, Chen was kidnapped from his home this week as he planned to commemorate Thursday's anniversary of the tragedy. His mother has also reportedly gone missing. Also, how this happened in China? Such a nice place. Such nice people, Chinese communists. This story must be propaganda made up by imperialist dogs, running dogs. Chengdu police reportedly took away activist Chen Yunfei from his home on May 31st. Police have not released any information on his whereabouts. Chen's elderly mother has also disappeared. A fellow activist who went to his house, well, residence, probably an apartment, to find out about his mother has also gone missing. Chen has made the mistake recently of commenting on China's attempts to destroy Hong Kong's autonomy. So that he sealed his fate with that. All right, there's a story there. And who's the only person? Mr. Nolte, who's the only person who stood up to China? The only person on the national stage, the only person with great political power. Was it you? No. Donald Trump, Breitbart itself, has gained prominence only because of Donald Trump. The one who stood up to China. The only one. We'll be right back after this break.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. Here's another sign of our times here. Not much of a... National Football League has gone down the toilet. is terrible. It isn't worth watching. But the you know, this business started by this guy Kaepernick of kneeling, taking a knee when the national anthem is played. How disgusting. How disgusting. Well, Drew Brees, quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, the last couple of days was on online, and he said in a video chat, he said he couldn't support the idea based on all the sacrifices so many have made. And by the way, his grandfather, I just read it, Drew B's grandfather fought in the Battle of Okinawa. So remember that flag raising of Iwo Jima? There's our flag right there. So people that can't respect the flag, Drew Brees, what a man, what a man, said he can't respect that. Well, guess what? The whole crybaby crew of the NFL have come down on him like a ton of bricks. And he had to withdraw his, he had to take a knee. He had to take a knee for these people. What a joke the NFL is. Please, ladies and gentlemen, don't watch another NFL game. Please. There's a boycott you can be proud of. Yes, there are some great players like Drew Brees, but look what he just saying, the grandson of a man who fought in the Battle of Okinawa, saying the flag should be respected. That's too much. Too much for the pukes who run the NFL. The cowards who run the NFL, the owners who are all cowards and scumbags. What a joke of a sport. I remember when football was fun. I remember John Arnett as halfback running, scoring touchdowns for USC back in the University of Southern California back in the 1950s. Man, football was fun back then. It was a real American sport. Not anymore. Don't confuse the two. Wow. Watch the NASCAR races. That's still an American sport. Watch the National Hockey League. That's still an American sport. Nobody's going to take a knee during the anthem on an ice hockey rink. Hey, we're out of time. We'll catch up with the president tomorrow night, right here. See you there. See you in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
Don't stop believing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.